Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 51 degrees.
AF8AKV, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India. AF8AKV, UA3, Alpha India, India. Nothing heard. AF8AKV, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India. We'll be fine.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees.
KAYU.
KAYU, KAYU, this is NAWCB.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Just got back, heard you there on the VMR side, and I had another QSO going, so I thought I'd jump on here and catch you. How'd your half day go there?
It went. That's all I can say is it went, but glad to be out of there and on to bigger, better things. How was your day?
I'm doing pretty good. We went out to took care of a couple of errands there today, and I didn't sleep the best last night. Woke up at a toothache in the night. I don't know if I was grinding my teeth or what, but it's a close there, and Mom gave me an idea about putting baby aspirin on my gum, so I did that, and that really helped out a lot. So at least feeling better now, and maybe I'll catch a nap this afternoon. But anyway, at least enjoying the cooler weather, too.
I'm sorry you're two-thirds. That's still fun. I had my fair share of that. It's never fun at all, for sure. I'm glad you had the clothes. That helps out. I found this, like a cream or not a cream or some type of like ointment. But you put it on your tooth and it like numbs your tooth right away. And, I mean, pretty much numbs your whole mouth, but it does a really good job. I think it's up there with cloves, if not there.
It probably is. I got something the last time he asked me the genetic Medicare thing. Hopefully I'm thinking along there. At least I'll have a good sized bottle. I don't know if it's cloves or something else. It's some kind of liquid. I don't think it's a cream, but this is a job at least, and the swelling went down and whatever issues were there, so I'm a happy camper now.
Yeah, hopefully you can catch a nap or something like that and catch up on some sleep.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm just kind of combing over everything outside. I think we're caught up. I don't have to get the lawn done or anything that I can see. So back before Monday, we'll definitely, I'm sure there'll be stuff to do next week, but I've got to go for my physical on Tuesday. So that'll be a morning deal to just test the sound of the levels.
Yeah, well, hopefully everything goes well there for you. Yeah, if you need anything, don't hesitate to let me know.
NAWCB, yeah, I appreciate it, thanks. Definitely keep that in mind there, but here it's supposed to be kind of windy tomorrow. I think it's supposed to be more windier on the west side of the state, but hey, we'll just hold on and go from there.
Yeah, you guys be careful going out that way. I know Leo and Hannah are heading up north that way as well tomorrow, so you guys are kind of heading in the same direction.
Yeah, that's for certain. Definitely going to probably stay off of I-75. I'll tell you, I've been reading a lot of accidents up that way, and of course the way that that the Watts Bridge is... we're going up into Green City right away and probably try to work my way across so I can get to US 10, but probably a Voltron 57. That's a pretty decent route. Not a lot of stop and start, which helps out, but it's pretty good time. So, like I say, maybe a stop and along the way for lunch at Whitey.
Hey, that'll be good. That'll be good, yeah. Yeah, it's probably best to stay up 75. When we went north, it wasn't too bad. Obviously it pushes you around Saginaw, but it moved along, and it wasn't too bad. But I'm with you on that. If I could stay off at 75, I would.
Yeah, I miscalculated. I had thought that M81 was north of the Milwaukee Bridge, and I could just, zip right on there. And I went to looking at my map, and I'm like, oh, man, it's south of it, and right where the bridge closed. It's just like, I guess that's not going to work very well, so plan B.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys need a newer Michigan map. I've got an extra one if you need it. It's not like the newest, but it's been within the last 2 years or a year or so.
Okay, I'll ask Bob. I know she's the map handler. I kind of scope things out on Google Maps, and we tried to use the Apple map there a little bit. Get acquainted with it, so that's how I kind of worked through it there a little bit. I'm pretty good there on the phone, but I'm still on the paper. But that's, I don't blame her, but I'll let her know.
Yeah, for sure. Apple Maps isn't bad. I use it. I just use it, and then I also use Google Maps. It just depends on what way we're headed. If we're heading to Cedar Point, I'll use Apple Maps if I'm going up north. It just depends how I feel. They just updated the Google Maps, so it works out pretty well. They, like I said, they both work out pretty well, so.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate the information on that. Like you say, it helps. You can kind of get an idea of how your traffic is and that, and construction zones, and those types of things. Don't want any surprises. Don't want to be sitting in traffic. Just move along there as best we can. If we have to stay on off the freeways to do it, or however it needs to be, point A to point B, that's what it is.
Yeah, for sure. I know they got the 3D version of the map, and that's not too bad. It works out pretty well. It's pretty clear and concise with directions for you, so it should work out pretty well. You guys have a charger or extra charger for that, or do you need a charger?
No, I'm good on this end. We're gonna order another charger there for the iPhone at this point. They're just using the one and being really careful with it. But, probably we're gonna get another one, but appreciate it. But yeah, it's interesting. I like that 3D on the Apple Maps. In fact, it was I wanted to see something at my old high school. They had taken part of the place, added on to the building, and I wanted to see, and it, actually I got all the way down to where I could see the courtyard area of the high school, and I was like, wow, man, that's pretty cool. How close up you can get.
Yeah, Apple Maps has come a long way. There was at one point when they first released Apple Maps that it was actually dangerous to use it, and now they've updated it to the point where it's almost better than Apple, or almost better than Google Maps.
Ah, Okay, okay, yeah, probably the tablet probably has the older version of the Apple Maps. You guys, I know you and Melissa use Waze, but do you still use that one?
K8YNU. I off and on, but every time I use it, I have problems with it, so I just try to stay away from it. It's not bad, but I just feel like every time I need it, I get jam or something like that. It just throws us all off, and I end up going away from it. So.
NAWCD. Yeah, I was kind of wondering. I know both you guys used it. It's been a few years ago. I tried it out. It got, you know, with turn here and turn there, and I probably could have turned it off, but, you know, turn that feature off, and it's like, I got really tired of that and stopped using it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. That's the nice thing about having the Apple CarPlay, is when I plug it in, it sends it to the screen that's on the radio. And so my map's up there. I didn't even have to have the sound on. I could just follow it from the screen.
That might be an advantage getting another car or a newer car there. I know we don't have that feature there in the terrain. So I will see how it goes through the trip with the car. It looks like it's ready to go, and checked it over. And I got that flip gauge or stand gauge a few years ago. Put it there in the cup holder, and that works pretty good for the phone or for maps or anything like that.
Yeah, good. And if you guys end up keeping the car, we'll have to get you the one that I've got. It mounts to the rear view mirror, so it kind of hangs just below my phone hangs just below the rear view mirror, so I can look over. I don't have to look down at it. But then also, if I've got it plugged in, then it just comes up. Everything comes up on the screen in the car. So, but it's still nice to have it up where it's up high.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. That sounds where it's the ergonomics there are good with it. There, I mean, it's better, like say, where you're looking up. Looking down or fumbling around with something, trying to get it up. That seems like that would work a lot better.
Oh yeah, it does. It does. It helps out. Like I said, it's just right there, at eye level, so you can still see out the window, but it's, you know, where you can see it if there's a phone call or you got to do something. I know that they're big on don't touch your phone while you're driving, and that's why it's just, I like it right where it's at, so it just it's discreet, but I can still use my phone.
Yeah, I believe it. I still see a lot of people driving down the street here. I can, you know, sit up here by the radio and look out the window, and there's people, you know, phone in their hand, they're text messaging, they're on the phone, fumbling around with it. Still a lot of that going on, but it's better, you know, like you say, better to keep down the distractions and focus on the road. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dan, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and get ready for our meeting. Hope you guys have a good day. Appreciate you hopping on, the good conversation, and enjoy the weather. It's beautiful out. It's about 60 degrees. Not too bad. Not too shabby out. So, hopefully talk to you guys later, and be careful on the way north. Like I said, if you need anything, let us know. I usually monitor statewide one if you need anything. But, we'll talk with you guys later.
Thanks. We appreciate it very much. We'll try to keep you posted there on our things to make sure you know what's going on. Yeah, you guys got a lot going on. You got your meeting this afternoon. I hope that goes well. The picnic over the weekend, and Leo is going up north to the ladies' meeting. I hope all those things go well, and you guys enjoy the weekend. But thanks for the ride along. Enjoy the conversation, and hope you have a good rest of the day and a good weekend. 73, you said 88, to you and the family. Tell everyone he said hi. NAWCD is clear on your mind.
Yeah. Hope you guys have a good afternoon, and we'll talk later. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to Mom, KYNU, Claire.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 62 degrees.
KE8FCR, this is NAWRO. Nothing heard. NAWRO listening. Evening, Dave, NAWRO. KE8YNU, NAWRO. Dave, you copy.
Hey, Tom. Just want to check my signal. I'm out in Sterling Heights. I want to make sure I'm reaching the repeater and loud and clear instead of scratchy.
You got Tim in Richmond, and it is a little hissy, but let me switch over to the Yaesu real quick just to do a test. Stand by, please. NAWRO.
Sounds good. Thanks.
K-A-D-8-S-K. K-A-Y-N-U, NAWRO. Try it again.
tells us there's him in the parking lot, open parking lot. Hopefully this is a good signal.
It is readable. Are you looking for to do the net from there?
Mike's going to do the net, but I'm just going to check in and give some announcements and go from there.
Certainly perfectly readable for that purpose. Yeah, that'll work out fine.
Okay, sounds good. Meeting went well today, so I've got a lot of good news as far as expenses. They have to talk things over, so we'll have an answer. We'll have an answer for you on the one question you asked me.
Okay, and like I mentioned, either way, you know, we'll still make it work. And looks like we might have another check-in that I just made a postcard for. It was a contact on the statewide one. And he's just outside in St. Clair. But, hey, we're gonna take him from Aaron and Riley. Ha, ha.
Yep, that'll work. It'll sound good. Be good stuff, so. All right, I'm going to hop off here for a little bit, and then I'll be back when the net starts up.
Sounds good. I think Tom will be home for the net tonight, and, of course, I'll be on it as well. N-8-W-R-O, I will listen out.
Sounds good there, Tim. We will talk here later on. This is K-8-Y-N-E.
KKO monitoring.
Yeah, so you're over here now in AWRO.
Over to it, you know, warm up the repeater a little bit before 7.
I did a signal check for Mike a little bit ago. I'm sorry, not Mike, but Dave. And so Mike will be doing the net, and Dave will make his comments from his parking lot in Mount Clemens. And it sounded good, so he'll be fine. And then hang in here, and Mike, KE8FCR. Fox Charlie Romeo, if you're out there, welcome to jump in. N-8-W-R-O. You going to make it home in time, Tom, or are you going to do the net on the road?
I don't think I'll be bouncing off Warren Voter just yet. Small road and mountain over by T-John.
I got the voter up right now, and you were solid into the Clem. Nothing on Richmond or Warren.
Yeah, we'll see if that goes as I get closer. I mean, listen to me. I'm coming down Hall Road, so I'm almost a straight line to the Clem right now.
All right, on that last transmission, forget what I said before, because you're still, the Clem is still winning, of course, as we expect, but then Richmond is kicking up there, and even Warren was, you were tickling Warren a little bit.
Oh, that's different. Now it's going to get closer.
Good evening.
Yeah, at
18,
one point, of course, Richmond is going to win once you get closer.
Hartley,
I'm still... Even from up here, I'm still pushing Mount Clemens. Almost, but obviously, Richmond's in the green. Richmond wins, but had pretty interesting technology.
Believe it or not, it's old school technology, thinking of it, because that's how L.A. County did it. They had flex everywhere. And even though I was in Carson, every time I teed up the radio, I teed up three or four different voters.
Yeah, of course, because the concept is you can hear a lot farther than you can transmit, of course, so that's why they're doing it this way. It makes a lot of sense. I know Central Michigan's been doing it up north for a while, so I'm glad Sean brought it down. You did it right at the right time, because I was just about ready to put a directional antenna on the roof, and he did this, and I kind of didn't have to do that project. I mean, I still should do it, but it's just not a high priority now.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, if I stand upstairs on the back side of my house, I can hit Richmond on VHF with my 10-watt HD. But if I go downstairs and go outside, I got to go in the middle of the backyard to pick it up. And I tried getting the Echo Link last week, and I was just feeling a tail squelch. I wasn't even hearing any audio from Tom.
Oh, that's no good. You can't struggle to hearing that way. You got, I know, we probably talked about this, but you got access to your attic at all? We should, because if you had just a tiny little directional antenna, and we get the, you know, the direction right by the compass, you'd be able to, you should be able to hit Richmond strong.
Yeah, I'm going to try that tonight, because the part of the attic that I can walk in is the back side of the house, and the exhaust vent is right there, so I can reach the peak just standing there.
Comment?
Go ahead, Joe. I do believe you're our attic antenna expert in AWRO. Joe?
ADFK.
My bad. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's all right. I have a small Yagi. It's a two-bander, 70 centimeter and 2 meters, that would fit in the attic quite nicely. And if you're interested, let me know. 88FK, Leonard.
Well, that sounds tempting. I got a little mobile that I can put in the house. It's only 25 watts, but that can do it for VHF.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tom, if you do go up in the attic tonight, take a tape measure with you and tell me how tall it is, because one of these, I've got a relatively short diamond vertical, too. I'd like to know how tall your attic is from a floor to peak. What can you fit up in there? 88FK, I believe it is. Go ahead.
If you have a tall enough attic, like you're saying, now, about 10 foot. You need about 10 foot for a Comet or a Diamond, because they do have more gain than a small Yagi. That's why I'm not putting this Yagi up, because my Comet, if you can put it outside, it's even better. But they have stacking and the way they make the things, they're really highly engineered, and they will outperform a small Yagi. You have to have a pretty good Yagi to get the kind of gain, 8 times array dB, I think it is, in order to outperform the Diamond or the Comet will outperform a small Yagi. You can get it outside, or if you can at least get it inside there and mount it on the floor of the attic. But you've got to make sure you don't have any aluminum siding around or reflective of aluminum foil on the insulation on the floor would be good. That would be helpful. But you don't want any metal roofs or any aluminum metal into the roofing. That would hinder your signal. So something I got to check out. AD8FK.
No, my attic isn't 10 feet tall. I can hear that. It's an old farmhouse. I gotta kind of, I don't have to crouch, but, you know, I do got to keep my head down a little bit. The only aluminum that's in there is the vent pipe for the upstairs bathroom vent fan, and that's it. And I just got to find a way to bring the cable downstairs into the kitchen. Or, you know, in that area somewhere. That's the whole thing right there. I can get up in the attic. I can just pull down the collapsible stairs and walk up there. And then I can mount it right on the wall.
Yeah, Tom, that's similar to mine, except mine's a Dutch colonial, so when I get to the attic, I don't have much headroom at all. I mean, I'm crawling. I'm not... I could stand up a bit, I guess, there's just no floor-to-ceiling access. Although at one point, this diamond, I've got the shortest diamond vertical. It's 4 foot something, and I'm just curious if it would fit in that. At one point, it's going to end up being surplus, so be curious to know if there's room in your attic for it. And then 88FK, curious to any attic. I should know the answer to this question, but if you have an attic antenna, you don't need to protect that from lightning, correct? Over to you.
No more than anything else. You can't protect it from lightning strike. That's a misconception. Lightning is going to do what it does. Now, you might want to ground the radio to eliminate static electricity to help your noise, keep your noise down. But even when it's outside, you know, if there's going to be other things like trees and other things that's going to, the lightning will hit most likely, then it'll hit the antenna. But if you have a lightning storm, it's a good idea to disconnect your radios. There's not much you can do if a lightning is going to strike it. You can't protect it. And let me say one more thing about that antenna. There is a shorter one. There's three different models for Diamond and Comet. You can get the shorter one that's, I think, about 6 foot, maybe 5 or 6 foot. I know Joe up there, KE4ZYQ, up in Clinton Township, he's got an attic antenna, and boy, he does really well. With his, if you ever hear him, he scans, and he, no doubt, not too far from this repeater, I'm sure. So he has a great installation, and if you ever talked to him or not there. So I don't know who, I didn't make any notes of any all kinds of names here, so forgive me. I'll pick it up.
Oh, you got Tom, it's me, Tango Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Kilo Oscar, and the other mic is Tim, NAWRO, November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. And, Tim, if you got like a little 4 footer, I'll take a measuring tape up there tonight, see what I got for height when I get home, eventually, when I get there, sometime, tonight. KCKGO.
I mean, it'd just be for future reference because I'm looking at it right now, and it is the smallest diamond vertical, and I think they call it the X30, and I'm thinking about maybe an X50 when I get it up topside on the top roof, which puts it up 2.5 stories, maybe 3. But like I was going to mention, is right now it's coming down like we always do in the DMARC box, and a lightning arrestor on it, and I realize it doesn't really do anything, but we always like to put a lightning arrestor on it before it comes into the shack. But I'm just thinking, if you're not outdoors to begin with, I've never had an attic antenna before, so if you're not outdoors to begin with, and of course Tom and I, we do the Skywarn thing, so oddly enough, we're on the radio when the storm is happening. So I'm thinking I could switch to an internal antenna, but I suppose if you got a direct strike, it's not going to matter. It's going to fry your equipment, I imagine. Over to you. This is Tim, NAWRO, in Richmond. Over to you, 88FK.
Well, thanks for giving your name and call sign again, Tim, because hey, down is Tom. So NAWRO, okay. Yeah, we like playing around with tennis here, and if you are interested, I'm down here at 13 Mile de Quinter, and it sounds like you guys are out. I think you mentioned about Richmond or something, so you must be out there a little way, so it'd be a little trip for you to come down this way unless you work down here or have some other business down here. Sounds like you got a nice group. You got a net coming out at 7 o'clock, I think you mentioned. So we'll try to be listening for you and see how you're, are you with the Mount Clemens group at all? Or I don't know what, they got several groups out that way. I know there's Eusika and they got a couple others. Don't come to my mind right away, but anyway, let's see. Was the other guy Tom? Tim and Tom here? That'd be great. Boy, that'd be sound good. Pick it up.
Don't necessarily belong to a club, I guess you could say, per se. I know about Eusika and LPARC is the other one, Lance Cruz. No, I'm usually on the FBI network. Kent Noah there, and then Tim and myself are both members of Macomb County ARPSC, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, and that's at 7 o'clock tonight on this repeater. So, I'm traveling all over the place, so I might try to get up with you and see what it looks like and get a price comparison. Right now, I just got to find a way to get the cable from upstairs in my attic down to the stairs downstairs and go from there.
Yeah, Tom's right. We're doing some volunteer work for ARPSC, and the net is tonight at 7 o'clock. You're welcome to listen. You're also welcome to join in. Just wait for out-of-county check-ins, and you're certainly welcome to check in. We usually have a question of the week, and it's usually training-related, and you could just do your best at it, but you've been a ham for a while. I'm sure whatever it is, you could handle it. And, yes, to answer your question, we know Joe. Joe's does have the best attic antenna. In fact, I thought you were Joe. I almost misidentified your voice there. And I would imagine Joe might check in to the net. He's usually one of our regulars as well. 88FK, back to you.
Oh, very good. Well, I commend you guys for being part of the Public Service Corps there. And that's a good thing to be a part of. I don't have anything else more to add right now, but I'll be listening. Over to you, Tom. 88FK.
Hey, Tim, if you got the voter still up on it, Van Dyke and Dirty coming in clear as a bell from YouTube. I wonder how long I'm getting
it. It's doing that thing where Richmond and Mount Clement are doing a horse race. You know, first one's green, the other's green. The other one's blue, the other one's green. So you're challenging the system, the computer, to make a choice. Ah. Tom, go ahead.
KEA-FCR.
Hey, there he is. Hey, Mike. KEA. Fox Charlie Romeo. Go ahead, sir. Good signal coming in. I like it.
All right, that's good to hear. Appreciate all you guys' tips from earlier. It's actually working quite well. Had to get out to the driveway, you know. RF and the metal roof did not really like each other. So I saw on the little Al-Anon Hub on the CMN website that there's some activity going on out here. So the second I stepped out the door, I started picking you guys up nice and crystal clear outside, and I'm glad to hear that I'm getting into the Richmond listening station just fine. So I think I'll throw it on over to Tom.
Welcome aboard the Whiskey 8. Mary, was it Mike Alpha Charlie Repeater? And hope to hear you on the ARPSnet the next 45 minutes. I think Dave T NYU is doing it tonight, I think. If not, it's Mike NEDZ.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Mike, and then Dave, the EC, will make his comments tonight. So just a little heads up, Mike, you want to check in. There is a question of the week. Just, you know, just do your best. They'll know you're not a member, but just do your best at it, and, you know, they're going to come back to you for a comment. And you're kind of lucky because you can be the out-of-county check-in. So it'll probably be I may very well be the last check-in because they start from 8 Mile and go north. So then after me, then they'll say any out-county check-ins. And we usually might have one Canadian or something, so you just check in. You can do it either way. They do say don't let up on the mic. Don't listen for the tone. Just do it, and if it's a double, they'll fix it. Over to you, Mike.
All right. Well, I appreciate the tips there. Unfortunately, when I got home and checked my calendar, I have a business meeting at 7 o'clock tonight, you know, the joys of working with international teams. So I will have to take that advice and join the net next week. But I'm really excited to jump on the net and glad to know that I can get in with an HT and not need to get Echo Link or an All-Star node fired up.
Yeah, the MSC repeaters have really come a long way in the past, geez, in what, in the past 6 months lately, and they're interlinked with a couple other counties too. I think Wayne County is in there. I'm not sure if Oakland's tipped their head into it yet or not, but I know that Lapeer is.
Copy that, Mike, on not being able to make the net tonight, but with your permission, I literally will send you a postcard with some more information on it, if that's okay. Over to you, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. That is totally fine by me. I'd love to get some more info and get involved with the local communities. Kind of getting back into this after, you know, graduated college, started a job, traveled around the country for 4 or 5 years, and now I'm back here in Southeast Michigan, so get back into it. So, yeah, any info, any postcards, feel free to send them.
All as I know is it's a lot of fun. You know, I haven't been in, you know, I get involved, but I haven't been able to do a set yet, and I haven't been able to do a fox hunt, but I'm looking forward to Saturday. And I don't know, Tim, should I bring my arrow? We can use that. It's all packed up, ready to go. Over you.
Why not have it in the car? If you don't need it, if we don't use it, then you know. I'm not all that sure how much I'm going to get involved in John's fox hunt, but because I got people over on this side. But you know, we'll see how it goes. I will bring my Kinect Systems radio, so because whoever might want to take a look at it, I'll have it in the car. And I think with that, I'm going to bow out, guys. I'm going to get a bite to eat before the net starts. So let's see if I can get all these call signs right. I probably won't do this right. But if you're listening, pleasure to meet you, 88FK. And then for you, Mike, KE8FCR. And, of course, KC8KJO. This is NAWRO. We listen out. Have a good night.
All right. right. Pleasure talking with you. Again, Ben and HWRO, and I'm going to go ahead and say 73s as well. Tom, good speaking with you as well. I'm sure I'll catch you on DMR on one of our morning or evening commutes. So, NHWRO, KCKKO, KE8FCR. I'll be clear.
Yep, you'll hear me here one place or another. So, Jim, NHWRO, 73, KCKKO, Mike, KCR. Go back inside and get ready to hear me. And I'll try to everybody at 1900 hours. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Julie Oscar.
Tom, NHWRO.
Oh, there you are. Okay, yeah. I think I just passed by your house on Ridge. I forgot to turn on Durham and go down school section, so I ended up going down your street.
You know, I haven't even been over the other side of town yet, but it's got to be getting busy over there by BB Park for all the setup and all that, because, yeah, they're going to be closing Main Street down for, what is it, like the outhouse races or something? You got to get northbound.
Yeah, 32 Mile Road is shut down at North Avenue. So, of course, I went down north to, where did I go? Oh, I went in front of Armada Fair and just drove Armada Ridge down. And, yeah, I'm already north of town. I'm coming up to the cemetery, 55 mile an hour zone. Affectionately called by my family as NASCAR.
Oh no, that's funny. Yeah, you're past the big blue water tank. Every time the family came home from Port Austin, it was always a little contest with the kids. Who can see the big blue water tank first?
Yep, just passed it. And I think John's a little on DMR. Let me find him. KKKO.
Hey, Tom. I'm monitoring Mount Clemens also, so you don't have to switch between DMR and back to me. But how's it going, guys?
Oh. Hey, John, pretty good. We should probably let Mike Clemens and then we can jump back in for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a couple minutes from my house. Grab my HG, and then I'm going to go sit in the attic and see how it sounds. I guess we'll go from there. We got, what, 15 minutes to the minute, so try to get in there tonight.
Copy that. NHWRO.
Hey, Mike, if you're listening, I wanted to let you know there's a ARPSC tab at the top of the net control log, and that has some new options, and I encourage you to check them out if you haven't seen it already. KE8WUO 73.
Well, Species, this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 15 minutes. And who was just talking? Darn it, I didn't write down your call sign. My bad. Sorry. But I'm on the page right now. Not sure what's different. I see different text, but not sure what's different. If you could help fill me in.
Hey, Mike, it's John Hagen, KEAWUO. You were just saying thanks on the spreadsheet. So at the top of this form, you'll see an ARPSC menu item, and if you click on that, so there's a drop down of a couple options. You can, if you need to create a new log, you can use the first option. If you want to send a WinLink email, you can click that, and it will send a WinLink email to the person whose row you're highlighted in. And then there's interactive maps, which are really cool because it shows you where everybody is once they're logged in. And then there's a Dave is awesome option, and that's just me having fun. So that's about all I got. K-E-8-W-U-O. Check it out.
All right. I am not seeing an ARPSC drop-down or tab or anything that says ARPSC anywhere.
Do you see at the top of the sheet where it says, like, file, edit, view, insert, format, data, tools, extensions, help, and then it should say ARPSC, I'm hoping, question mark?
Negative. It starts with file, ends with help. Nothing else after that. Let's see, all the way to the right, there's a couple of, that's an anonymous, and that is John Hagen, and show all, share. What's that button? It's blue. It doesn't have any writing. Oh, it's sign in. Not seeing anything.
Comment, John. I don't see it either, N-A-W-R-O.
Well, that's fun. All right, well, I will have to look into that. We don't need it for today, but I'll have to get that working.
Yeah, no worries. No worries at all. All good. And 8BDZ, and I'll be standing by till the next announcement.
Mike, just to let you know, outstanding signal tonight. This is Tim, N-A-W-R-O. We'll be monitoring.
Good to hear. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. And 8VDZ standing by.
K-Y and you to N-A-V-D-Z.
Y and you. Hi, David. Long time no see. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Hey, I'm here. We're good. I just want to make sure my signal's good. I'm out in the middle of a parking lot, so just want to make sure that I'm not interference, or there's no interference, or there's no poor signal.
Very, very clear, but very, very quiet.
Okay, how about this? Is this a little bit better? I brought it a little bit closer.
Yeah, I would say that's about 25-30% better, maybe.
Okay, I'll mess around with this a little bit, see if I can bring up the gain.
Yeah, it's definitely doable. It's just quiet. And, of course, what will happen to us is we'll turn up our volumes, and then the next person will talk after you, and we'll all get our ears blown off. All right, Dave. Yeah, it'll still work, though. We can still hear you.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Mike, if you refresh your page, that ARPSC tab should come back.
Negative. Did not show up. Any BDZ. Wait, it's there now. Interestingly enough, I refreshed and there was nothing there. And then It showed up. So it's there now. Yes, sir.
Very good. All right.
Love the drop-down list. Love the drop-down list. This is N8VDZ. All stations, please stand by. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 5 minutes.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees.
This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Delta, who's my partner?
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 57 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 52 degrees.